Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN as we'll head into our week number six of the program here as we take a look at eight area high school football games. We've got the usual crew here with you, Jim Field, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullinex, and myself, Chris Parks. And we'll take a look back at how we did in week number five and can get started with week number six here in just a moment. I want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Gonna Win here for 2020. Take a look at week five. We started off with a game that had a couple of winless teams meeting, and it was East Union edging out Griswold 18-12, the final there. East Union pulls off the victory. That was a winner for Jim and for Matt, and Doug and I get the loss there on that one. Griswold comes up short. Cam went on the road, picked up a big 54-38 win over Lennox. We all had the Cougars in that one, all got that correct. Southwest Valley, a late score to top try center, 19-14. That was a winner for Doug. He went out there on a limb and got that one there with the Timberwolves. Also, we had a game that got wiped off of the calendar, so kind of how we did last time, we're just going to count it as a win for everybody. The St. Albert HSTW game actually got canceled the day of, so they were not able to figure anything out for that because Avoca now out, and they'll be out again this week as well. Carroll went on the road, or stayed at home, took on Harlan. Harlan picked up the road victory, 28-14, the final there. We all had the Cyclones. We all got that one correct. Lewis Central spoils Glenwood's homecoming with a 42-14 victory for the Titans. We all had Lewis Central there. And it was Clarinda winning the Page County Super Bowl in impressive fashion, 45-10, the final there. That was a winner for Matt and for myself. Jim and Doug had the Mustangs coming up short there. And Atlantic, an impressive road win in district play, 38-0 over Des Moines Christian. We all had the Trojans, so we all got that one correct. We had one picker at 7-1, the rest of us at 6-2. Matt went 7-1, the rest of us were 6-2 last week. So that puts our overall standings like this. Doug is still out in front here by a game, 33-7. Matt is in second, 32-8. Jim at 30-10, and then I'm at 28-12. That's how the season standings look here after 5 weeks of picks. We'll take a break, come back, and look at our first two games here of week number six here on Who's Gonna Win.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Country Daybreak large eggs for just 99 cents a dozen. 150-ounce Era laundry detergent, only $7.77. Michigan Honeycrisp apples, just $1.99 a pound. Our meat department has all-natural bone-in Iowa chops for just $1.78 a pound. Pick up some fresh sliced bacon, only $3.99 a pound. Hungry for a bowl of great stew? Pick up some premium beef stew meat, just $4.99 a pound. See our ad for more great deals, and as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Editor's note, our first pick here on the program was actually canceled after we had already predicted the outcome of the game, but we left the talk in there for you. The Griswold Bedford contest, not going to happen here this week. Welcome back to Who's Going to Win. Let's get going here for week number six. We're going to start off in eight-man play in District 7, and we've got another winless matchup here for the Griswold Tigers at home. This time they'll take on the Bedford Bulldogs. Both teams are 0-5. We're going to give last week's top prognosticator, Matt, a chance to start us off here this week. So, Matt, who's going to win?
Okay. All right. Well, right out of the gate here, Chris, I just got to tell you, this week's lineup is it's pretty salty. Yeah. You know, games in there. So, as we kind of went up and down, I'm looking at them there last evening and doing some of the research there. So, this could be an interesting week here for us as a group on week six. So, right out of the gate, I'm going to have to go with the visiting team, the Bedford Bulldogs. The thing that stands out to me is the defense. They have a lot of similar games. You know, obviously we're in week six here, and so there's going to be some comparable opponents that are being played. And I guess the one thing, like I said, is the defense of Bedford looks like maybe just a little bit stronger than Griswold. So, but you never know with home field advantage, but I'm going to go with the Bedford.
All right, one there for the Bulldogs. I guess I'm also kind of the thought that Bedford has a couple more, you know, well-known athletes out there for them as well that have succeeded in other sports. Football just hasn't worked out for them here this year. And I think Griswold, you know, last week was really one of those golden opportunities to try to get a victory at home, and they just came up short, and that's also got to be a little bit deflating, too, for the guys. So I think it's tough to bounce back from that one, get up again. I'm going to give the edge to the road team as well. I'm going to take Bedford. Jim.
All right, very good. I think that I actually think Griswold has a couple of extra weapons. They've got a wide receiver who runs the ball a little bit, too. So you've got more things to kind of pay attention to with Bedford. If you can control quarterback Tristan Cummings, you can kind of control their offense a little bit because he's kind of the guy that throws it and runs it and does everything. But I just don't know right now. I know the Tigers are desperate to dump a can of Gatorade over their new coach's head, but I'm not sure it's going to happen this week. I just, for the reasons you guys mentioned, I just think the intangibles kind of fall toward the Bulldogs.
All right, three for Bedford. Doug?
Well, this is like my fantasy football matchup from last week. You know, the someone's got to win game. I was 0-2, and my opponent was 0-2, and unfortunately he won. So I'm not much better at picking fantasy football than I am at
someone was
win.
Not you.
It was not me. I'm not going to go out on a limb. I think Bedford has just been a little bit closer in those common opponent games, and I think they're going to win.
All right. We're going to go Bedford Bulldogs across the board in that one. We were hoping to have another eight-man game, actually a couple of them here on the sheet, but unfortunately a couple of top 10 matchups got wiped out here this week. Audubon Coon Rapids Baird was called off, and also Cam Fremont Mills called off. A couple of games that were going to be top 10 meetings, but that won't happen, so we'll move right into 11-man play here for our next pick, and we'll go to Class A District 9. Tri-Center will go on the road to take on St. Albert, and I guess I get first crack here at this one. I was a little disappointed last week with Tri-Center. I thought they would get that one at home against Southwest Valley. They gave up a late score, it sounded like, there to come out on the short end of that one. And I think part of that for them has been the propensity to turn the ball over. They do a lot through the air, but they also give it away a lot through the air. And that has hurt them quite a bit here throughout the season. And St. Albert's shown that they kind of have improved here as the season has moved along. They took their couple lumps early on against two really good teams to start the year. And now they've started to build their way back. Of course, they were off last week. Last minute, didn't get to play. But I think they'll be itching and rearing to go. So I'm going to go with the home team here. I like St. Albert in this one. Jim.
All right. Well, I was looking over my notes on this game, and I realized I don't have any. So
why is that?
Only one person in this room knew what this game was going to be, and I didn't get any advance notification from him.
Not an email, not a text.
Not an email, a text. He's got my cell phone number.
Got lost in the interwebs.
Yeah, it's a late change because he explained it. Late change because of some cancellations and things on our sheet, but that's the way it goes. Tri-Center has the ability to move the ball around quite a bit, all through the air primarily, and honestly, St. Albert's got some good ball hawkers back there. They got some athletes that I think could do some real damage on defense there, too. And we all know how tough they are at home. I'm going with the Falcons.
All right, another one for St. Albert. Doug?
Yeah, I like St. Albert's athletes. You know, they started off the season, I think, was it Glenwood and St. Al- or LC? They lost the first 2 weeks. Those are tough teams for a smaller school like St. Albert. They just have turned it on the last couple weeks, and I'm going to take the Falcons.
Yeah. Yeah, it was LC and Logan Magnolia were the first two.
Okay,
yep,
yes.
yep. Yeah, so all right. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, also St. Albert had the week off last week, you know, so they kind of got that unexpected rest the last minute, done a lot of game prep up to that point. You know, this is at home on the hill, so I'm going to go with the status quo here, and I'm going to keep it across the board and go with St. Albert.
All right, St. Albert across the board there for our second pick here of the sheet this week. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and take a look at some more picks here for you. This is Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Country Daybreak large eggs for just 99 cents a dozen. 150-ounce Era laundry detergent, only $7.77. Michigan Honeycrisp apples, just $1.99 a pound. Our meat department has all-natural bone-in Iowa chops for just $1.78 a pound. Pick up some fresh sliced bacon, only $3.99 a pound. Hungry for a bowl of great stew? Pick up some premium beef stew meat, just $4.99 a pound. See our ad for more great deals, and as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive in. We're gonna have another Class A matchup here for you. This is Class A District 8, as Earlham will go on the road to take on Nottoway Valley, a couple of teams that have two victories here under their belt in the early goings here in the season. Jim, who's gonna win?
Well, I see Earlham is 2-2. The COVIDs, is that the reason?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
With them,
yep,
or with their opponents? Because I don't know.
Yep.
So opponents, they, yep, through no fault of their own, they've missed out on a couple
of games. I think they've
had
two situations. The one they were able to make up, or they, mm-hmm, found an opponent.
Yeah, that's that, yeah. And football is such a game of preparation. It's tough, uh-huh, to perform when you walk in at the last minute. I don't know. I don't want to go first on this one.
Well, I don't want to go first on the next one. So,
yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
you guys want to make a trade?
Yeah, I'll swap you.
Okay. Can we do that? We're not the host of the program.
I don't care.
Okay,
I'll go first.
Okay. Does that work for you?
Yeah. I'm good with it.
Okay. So what I like about both these teams, first of all, Earlham has a quarterback, and a quarter of all his completions have resulted in touchdowns, which, mm-hmm, is impressive. Now, he's only had 8 completions, is, you know, the issue. But you know, much more of a runner, I think, from behind the center there than a passer. You know, the thing I like about their opponent, though, the Wolverines, Nottoway Valley, you know, they played Greene County pretty tough, lost by 3 points to them. You know, Greene County's not world beaters, but they're a couple classes bigger. They've got a quarterback that's Nathan Russell's, had a pretty good season, about 900 yards passing, 10 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And they also have a couple running backs, both over 300 yards. So I just like their ability to spread the ball out a little bit more. I'm going to take the home team Wolverines.
All right. One for Nottoway Valley. Do we go back to Jim? I think we have to go back to Jim, right?
Yeah. Oh, do we go back to Jim?
I don't know.
No, I think we just keep going.
Okay. All right. Matt, who's going to win?
All right. We're all out of our element now. Why not? It's 2020.
Yep. This is called Who's Going to Horse Trade.
This is one of those games on here that I struggled with, you know, going back and forth. Like Doug kind of alluded to, Earlham's not going to throw the ball. You know, they're just going to get it done on the ground. You know, Nottoway Valley, a little more versatile and a little more balanced in what they do in there. So, you know, just made it a tough call in here. You know, Nottoway Valley, they've played that extra game in there, went out and found a game. I was impressed with that performance in their loss to Greene County. So, you know, that was one thing that stood out for me. There's a part of me, I'm going to go with the road team. I'm going to go with Earlham on this one. I don't know why, but there's just something about them, I think, that stands out.
All right. So we're going to go one there for the Cardinals. I think I'm going to agree with you here. I was impressed by their season opening win. They won one over ACGC in a tight game, and that was a very nice victory for them early on in the year. They've got a decent balance going on not necessarily in the offense, but they do have quite a few guys that they can hand the ball off to as far as the run game is concerned. So they've got 3 different backs that are over 200 yards. So I like what they can do on the ground, and that impressive win over ACGC is, I guess, what sold me. So I'm going to go with Earlham. Jim.
All right, well, this threw me off here now because I wasn't sure where everybody was going to go on this, and this is not where I thought everybody would go on this. Nottoway Valley's lost a couple of heartbreakers, as we know, and, you know, just a couple of points, and literally a couple of points here and there, and they'd be 4-2. Earlham with those holes in the schedule, it's so hard to really know for sure. Gosh, I want to make up some space on Doug, but I don't want to fall further behind Doug either in this, you know, there's so much on the line with this competition.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Hmm. I'm going to go with Earlham. I need to pick up some space.
All right. So we're going to leave Doug out there on a limb with the home team there for Nottoway Valley. All right. That's that Class A matchup. Let's move on to Class 1A District 9. And I guess now Jim gets to go first on this one. And this is an undefeated battle. One of the games probably most highly looked at around the state. OABCIG on the road to take on Underwood. Good game on the way. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, I didn't. Yeah, it's an undefeated battle, and Underwood's had a nice season, but I just don't see OABCIG losing at all, let alone this one. Both teams throw it real well. I think OABCIG throws it better. And, you know, Cooper DeGene he's going to the University of Iowa next year, and, you know, I like my Hawkeyes, so I'm going with OABCIG.
All right. Got one there for OBIG. Doug, what do you think?
Well, you know, Underwood had a nice has had a great season. I mean, they're definitely talented. You know, I mean, you see what they did to Atlantic the first game. You know, we were short some players, and you know, first game of the season, but they've had a good year. But as Jim said, Cooper DeJean, 1,400 yards, 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Plus, he's running about 8.1 yards per carry. He's got 4 receivers that are over 250 yards each receiving. You know, they did beat a good Spirit Lake team earlier in the year, too. So I like the road team in this one.
All right. It's another one there for the Falcons. Matt?
Yeah, tough one to go with here. You know, there's going to be some advantage for Underwood, I think, playing at home. And, you know, they both teams do a lot of things very similar in how things are run and managed through there. Kind of like I look down at the quarterback play in there, and, you know, DeJean, both quarterbacks have virtually the same amount of attempts, 122 for DeJean, 119 for Ravlin of Underwood. But DeJean has completed 10 more passes, but he's also got twice the yardage is what Underwood has, and twice the touchdowns. So more productive, more efficient in what he does. They're the reigning 2A state champs. I know they lost a few receivers, maybe a couple of linemen up front, but until somebody can knock them off, I think you got to go with them. They've been there. They know these type of situations. They did this run last year. They had a good run the year before that even. So I'm going to go with OABCIG.
All right. So it's another one there for the Falcons. And, yeah, this is interesting because this will be a great proving ground here for Underwood. You know, if they can hang with and maybe even pull off what I guess would be probably considered an upset. It would certainly be a huge feather in their cap. And they have been very impressive with the way that they played here early in the season. That, you know, win over Atlantic keeps looking better and better as the season moves along. You know, and it's kind of, you look at the comparisons, I guess, and it's interesting because OABCIG coming down from Class 2A, but, you know, Atlantic hung with them for a while last year too. So kind of hard to mince hair or split hairs here on this one. I'm going to go with the road team, though. I guess I'm kind of with what Matt just said there. Until someone proves otherwise, you got to go with the Falcons and DeJean, and we'll see if the Eagles are able to do it. But
Fighting Alexanders.
Yeah.
I just
tip of the cap to Matt Alexander.
There you go.
Yeah, you just get DeJean out in the open. I mean, yeah, he can throw the ball, but then who's going to stop him when he starts running around?
Yeah, one of the best athletes I've seen on a football field.
He's so slippery.
All right, so we're going to go Falcons across the board there in that one. We're going to stay in Class 1A here for the next pick, and this will be the ACGC Chargers going on the road to take on Panorama. Matt, who's going to win?
Okay, yep, here we go. Another game here. Panorama, they like to throw the ball predominantly. You know, that's how they're going to get their things done with them. They're going to spread you out from sideline to sideline, use that read option, and go from there, throw the ball, maybe just run it with the quarterback as well. We always talked about ACGC. We all know what they're going to do. It's going to slam it up the middle to the right and to the left and to the middle and do some counter activity and go from there. So Panorama also, I think, had a little better defense in there. But, you know, ACGC, they've been each week and a little better in what they've done. So kind of like where they're heading. This is going to be a close ball game, but I'm going to go with the home team, Panorama.
All right. So Panorama there on the first one. And, yeah, this is a good matchup. Back and forth here between these two teams. Gavin Cornelison and Charlie Crawford have done some good things on the ground for the Chargers. And as Matt mentioned, good air numbers for Panorama, 1,061 yards there for their quarterback, Dominic Walker, with 10 touchdowns. They had a big win last week over Woodward Granger in a close game, 10-0. So I think they've got some pretty good momentum going. And being at home helps a lot, I think, here in this game. So I'm going to go with the home team as well. I like Panorama. Jim.
All right, very good. Well, as we already have discussed, one team runs the ball, one team throws the ball. I think ACGC has a little more size than what Panorama does. Panorama's lost to Grundy Center. They threw 3 interceptions in that loss, and that's always the Achilles heel to a team that tosses the ball around the yard a bit, is you got to make sure the right color jersey catches it. If ACGC can do a little ball hawking out there and come up with a few turnovers, a few free possessions, that kind of changes a lot of things. And I need to make up some space here. I'm going to Matt's 2 games ahead of me. I'm going to go with the road team. I'm going to take ACGC this week. Back in black, baby.
All right. One for the Chargers. Doug.
It's a tough call. I just look at a couple things in favor of Panorama. They, as you mentioned, beat Woodward Granger, whereas ACGC lost to them earlier in the year. They also beat Clarinda, who I think is a pretty decent squad. Their record may not show it, but they did beat Clarinda 41-31. So I'm going to take Panorama.
All right. So we're going to leave Jim out on a limb there with the Chargers on that one. Got one more pick here before we take a break, and we'll go to Class 3A, 3A District 9. Glenwood gets to stay home here this week, and they'll welcome in a Carroll squad. Both teams have played some pretty similar games here lately. I guess I get first crack here at this one, even though I don't really want it. Ryan Johnston's been the guy on the ground. It's so hard, I think, to get a grip on Carroll because they had the early season tough COVID situation where they had some guys out and the school was dealing with a lot of those situations going on, and you just, I don't think, got a consistent play from them early. They played tough last week for a long time there against Harlan, as did Glenwood, of course, earlier in the year, but then their quarterback also got hurt in that game, Brock Sell. He's been back, I guess, in some different roles for him, but it was a thumb injury, so I don't know that it's something he's ever going to be able to fully overcome here for the rest of the season as far as that quarterback position is concerned. I think this is, Glenwood kind of took one a little bit on the chin last week to what may be the state champion by the time it's all said and done in Lewis Central. But I think that Carroll has showed some steady improvement here as the season moves along. This is going to be a tough one, especially to go on the road and try to get, but I'm going to give the edge here to Carroll. I think that they've got a few things up their sleeve that they haven't really had to show yet just because things have been weird for them. So I'll go with the Tigers. Jim?
Not so fast. I think Mayberry's kind of settled into the offense, actually. I think he's had a little time now to kind of work through some things. Carroll is, it's like the same story it seems like every week. They're competitive for a bit, and then things get away from them, and away it goes. I'm going to take Glenwood at home. I think Glenwood's going to be tough at home in this one.
All right. One for the Rams. Doug?
Maybe they lost their swagger and then they got the swagger back. Could
maybe
be for Carroll. Possibly.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to the dome.
I don't know for sure. But, Carroll was able to hang with, both LC and Harlan really the last couple weeks. It's so hard to tell. You look at the stats for Carroll and they just really offensively have been lacking. Now, was that because of, I guess I didn't break it down for the last two games versus the first three. Was it because of the COVID and their better offensive players were not able to play? I don't know. I just like the way, your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin.
Your cousin has cousin come in Tate there and filled in at quarterback. He's had a decent run. I think Glenwood just has a little bit more offensive firepower. So I'm going to take the Rams at home.
All right. Another one for Glenwood. Matt?
This is, again, another game here that's kind of up for grabs, as we kind of said there, Carroll, with the illness and suspensions early in the season. I think it kind of affected them a little bit there, and so kind of where's Glenwood at? But the one thing about Glenwood is that they've always been able to – they're very stable. I think their offense is something that is manageable by – as long as they're getting reps in there in practice, it's manageable by whomever they put into there, and we've kind of seen that. Over the last few years, they'll just replace it. Might be a senior at quarterback, so he's only getting one chance in there. But they've kind of repped it throughout their career, and then they get their one chance, and they do fairly well. So home game for Glenwood, I'm going to say that – and that was a nice – that came from behind last week, wasn't it, at Creston?
That was 2 weeks ago, yeah.
2 weeks, okay. So I think, like Doug said, Mayberry's starting to get a handle of it. So he's got a good receiver out there in Ryan Bloom. So I'm going to go with the Rams. And all so right. All the Glenwoodites out there know that it's your hometown boy, Chris. It's not going for us.
Yeah. Out on the limb with
That's
the other
a
team.
Shocker.
Man.
It is a shocker.
Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, I'll hear about it, I'm sure, if it doesn't go that way. Two more games left here on the sheet. So we'll come back and take a look at them after we take this break here on Who's Going to Win.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Country Daybreak large eggs for just 99 cents a dozen. 150-ounce Era laundry detergent, only $7.77. Michigan Honeycrisp apples, just $1.99 a pound. Our meat department has all-natural bone-in Iowa chops for just $1.78 a pound. Pick up some fresh sliced bacon, only $3.99 a pound. Hungry for a bowl of great stew? Pick up some premium beef stew meat, just $4.99 a pound. See our ad for more great deals, and as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's head into Class 2A District 9 here for our last two picks on the sheet. Clorinda, fresh off a Page County Super Bowl championship, goes on the road to take on Greene County. Jim, who's gonna win?
Clorinda. They played Panorama and Atlantic tough. I think Clorinda's point of view, I think they feel like they let one slip away with Atlantic. They probably looked back at that game film thing, and we should have beat these guys pretty good. But, you know, that's their perspective. I think that, coming off that nice win over Shenandoah, I think Clorinda's has been competitive all year long, and I think they have the horses to get some stuff done. So if they just don't turn the ball over, they're a pretty good ball club. So I'm going to go with Clorinda not to turn it over.
All right. One there for the Cardinals. Doug?
Yeah, I think in reading some of the things, some of the comments their coach made, you know, they feel good about their ability to run the ball. You know, they've kind of got a shiftier back. Was it Brown? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, and Tatum Brown.
They've got a bigger back that, you know, can really pound the ball and likes to run people over. I like the way Clarinda's been playing lately. I like that their ground game, and I think they're going to win.
All right. It's two there for the Cardinals. Matt?
Yeah, Clarinda last week, they were able to exercise some demons there, I guess, and rebound from their loss the week before to Atlantic and kind of, you know, got out there and got after it against Shenandoah. So Greene County, you know, they've kind of just been, hovering there above 500, getting things done these last few weeks here, coming, sneaking from behind, grabbing a couple of wins. But this is a long road trip there for Clarinda. We'll see how they do up there in Greene County. It's just kind of a weird place to play sometimes. So if you can come out of there with a victory, you know, that's always a feather in your cap. But, like Jim said, if they don't turn the ball over, I think they should come out. I think it's going to be a closer game than most think, though, but I'll still go with Clarinda.
All right, three there for the Cardinals. I guess what I was impressed with maybe the most in that game against Atlantic from Clarinda is just their toughness. They play pretty physical at the line of scrimmage. They've got a lot of decent size up front, and those guys, they play tough. They want to get after you there at the line. And I don't think that's necessarily the kind of team that Greene County is going to match up against them here this week. And, you know, you look up and down their schedule, and – you know, you look at their wins, and you're almost thinking, well, not really impressive who you've been able to knock off here so far. So I think I'm going to give the edge here to the road team as well. I like Clarinda, and especially the way that they won that game last week against Shenandoah. Some good confidence rolling in there to Jefferson. We've got one more pick left here, and of course it'll be our broadcast game here tonight as well, as Atlantic goes on the road to take on Shenandoah. Trojans now 4-1 on the season. Doug, who's going to win?
Well, boy, I mean, I'll tell you what, I've been impressed with Atlantic, after the first game of the year, didn't know how the season was going to go, and boy, they just rattled off four straight wins. You know, I think Atlantic is just scrappy. I don't think you really have any superstar out there that, is going to do everything for you. I think there's just a bunch of guys that like to play together, it seems like, and, they've definitely, I don't know what the turnover margin is right now, but we got to be plus, I would imagine. We've been coming up with picks at the right time, taking them back for touchdowns, and just scrappy kids. I like the way Atlantic's playing. I think Shenandoah didn't show up last week against Clarinda. I think they're not a bad team, but I do think the Trojans, with the mojo they have, they're going to continue.
Bus get lost?
Well, they actually showed up.
Oh, okay.
Not as
not mentally.
Yeah, not mentally.
Physically, just not mentally. All right, one for the Trojans. Matt?
Yeah, I think Doug said it very well with this group. They just get after it and get it done in what they've done in these last 4 weeks. So, you know, that's just very well documented as far as what they've done. Shenandoah, on the flip side, they run the ball very well. They do a lot of good things offensively. It seems their defense doesn't quite keep up with their offense, and that's kind of their negative, I guess, for them. They're still well coached and good group of kids in there. They got some athleticism, but again, I think their defense is probably their biggest weakness in there for them. So, but long road win or long road trip here for the Trojans this week, but I still think they come home with a victory.
All right, it's two there for Atlantic, and I'm going to make it three as well. I do like the way Atlantic's played. I think they've just continued to improve little bit by little bit as the season has moved along. And again, as you guys alluded to, they've made the right plays they needed to at the right times of almost every game that they've played here so far. You know, you take out that first game against Underwood, and overall it looks like a pretty impressive season here for Atlantic the way that they've played. They're kind of that, you know, never say die, never quit on a play type of team, and that's what I think makes them successful. And I think they do that here on the road again against a Shenandoah team that's probably a little bit disappointed in themselves here so far. Jim.
Very good. You know, in coming into the season, I guess we're all probably scratching our heads a little bit about what are we going to see from Atlantic? Because last year, like 90% of things went through Tyler Moen, which was great. He's a great player. But you really don't know what else you have. And then how is that all going to gel the following year? And I think once they got through that first game and kind of walked through against a very good team, I think they've all kind of settled into what their roles are, and it's worked out pretty well, especially when you can rotate quarterbacks in and out. That's usually a recipe for disaster, but it's worked out well. Let the defense eat is my note here. We've picked off 12 passes this year, 9 of those in the last 2 games. So if the defense continues to stay fat and happy, then Atlantic will continue to win. So I like the Trojans on the road.
All right, another one there for the Trojans. We go Atlantic across the board to wrap up our sheet here in week number 6. Again, that'll be our broadcast game. Stay tuned. Atlantic Shenandoah game for you here on KJN and KJN TV. I want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Gonna Win. That'll do it for week 6 here on Station Where Your Friends Are.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA and Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA and Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Country Daybreak large eggs for just 99 cents a dozen. 150-ounce Era laundry detergent, only $7.77. Michigan Honeycrisp apples, just $1.99 a pound. Our meat department has all-natural bone-in Iowa chops for just $1.78 a pound. Pick up some fresh sliced bacon, only $3.99 a pound. Hungry for a bowl of great stew? Pick up some premium beef stew meat, just $4.99 a pound. See our ad for more great deals, and as always, thank you for shopping at your Atlantic Fairway.